This week is the 40th anniversary of the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, also known as the ESGR. It is a Department of Defense agency that works to recognize National Guard and Reserve members for their service to this country. The agency also shows support to those businesses who employ Guard and Reserve members. Retired Major General Don Morrow is the Arkansas State Chair of the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve.
The support that our Arkansas employers provide to our service members, our reserve service members, is just super. It's outstanding. When that service member comes home, that reservist comes home, they don't come back to that base. They don't come back to a continued paycheck from the military service. They come back to their individual employer who they worked for. And obviously, they work all across our state and all across our nation.
Morrow says the ESGR program helps those employee members when they return home. Some of the challenges those members face could involve where they used to work.
One of the things that that we're faced with today, with the economy being where it is, the employer may the service member may come back and find that their employer is in fact out of business. And so one of the things that we've been able to do is we're not an employment agency, but we do provide some training for our service members to make them better qualified for the jobs that are available out there today.
And according to Morrow, other challenges facing Guard and Reserve members include brain trauma as well as other health and medical issues.
Also today, as has been highlighted by the press quite a lot, we have some medical issues when the service members come back. We have, I think it seems these days, we have more traumatic brain injuries and the post-traumatic stress issues, and those issues we can provide some support. We don't provide medical support, but we can provide support for the service member and the employer in working out those issues so that service member can get back to work in a reasonable period of time.
While the Guard and Reserve members are on deployment and gone, employers have the challenge of continuing their business without those members. That can cause issues for businesses.
And with that up pace of deployments of our reserve component members comes issues with employers, because the many times our service members are key employees with their employer, and so we know it creates a problem for the employer. And our employers are just as patriotic and have certainly a large role in the defense of this country in providing their support for these service members that are maybe deployed around the world.
As a way of showing appreciation for the support of the National Guard and Reserve program, the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve recognizes employers through an awards program. This year, nominations were submitted from Guardsmen and Reservists in Arkansas for the Secretary of Defense Employer Support Freedom Award. That's the nation's highest honor for support of employers. 27 nominations were submitted this year. Previous Arkansas recipients of this award include Walmart stores and Baptist Health. From Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.